Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
Last Friday night, most of Ohio saw rain and wind, but that did not stop 28 schools from taking home regional championship trophies and punching their tickets to the OHSAA state semifinals. We welcome you to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. Thank you for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene all across Ohio for this week's state semifinal playoff games. Coming up in this week's show, we're back in Canton, where we get a behind-the-scenes tour of Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, which will host next week's state championship games. And then we'll get reports from around Ohio to set the scene in your region. But first, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we come back, we'll go inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for the OHSAA Football State Championships, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Come to Canton and be part of the pinnacle of the high school football season. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets, including special youth football team ticket packages. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the OHSAA and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. This week, we have a fun interview to share with you from behind the scenes at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, which will host next week's state championship games. Ryan Cavanaugh is a member of the Spectrum and OHSAA Radio Network broadcast crews, and he stopped by the stadium to meet with Kevin Shiplett, who is Senior Director of Operations for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Kevin, Ryan?
Ryan Cavanaugh.
Pleasure to meet you.
Spectrum Sports and OHSAA Radio. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome to the stadium here.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I've been up in the booth there broadcasting for years and years, but I've never seen the inner workings and what's going on, so I appreciate you having me out.
Absolutely. We were excited to hear that you wanted to do this. We're going to give you that, what I call that VIP tour down here in the basement area, which of course we know is locker room level, where all the teams are going to be coming in and heading out to play in their championship game, but definitely a behind the scenes look. So got some time, let's go ahead and do it.
I've looked from that booth out this way so many times. And the first thing, which is one of the most exciting things for me, is when the team buses show up and those players walk out knowing they're about to have the experience of a lifetime.
It's exciting, and I get excited about it every time it happens. When those buses get off of Interstate 77 and they pull off to the street where they need to come in at, we have a golf cart escort that picks up that team, escorts them right up here to the gate, and then they come in right down through this loading dock. But so it was a few years back, And we had a young quarterback get off the first bus, stops, pauses. Coach asks him, are you okay? And he looked out at the field, said, Coach, it's the Hall of Fame. Which I love that story, because we hear from so many of the other kids that arrive here. And they're going to be playing on the same field where the Hall of Fame game is played, where the NFL brings in their two teams during Hall of Fame weekend. And then Black College Football Hall of Fame weekend, where we have over Labor Day weekend, we have two historically black colleges and universities playing our game. So we want to give the kids the same experience that the NFL clubs are getting and those college clubs are getting. So the route that, you know, we just walked down from the loading dock to this area, they'll be greeted at this location by members of our locker room level team. So one cool thing that we do up here, and it's not in place right now, but whether it's high school or it's the pros, we put down color-coded tape. So you could already see the residue that's been left over from years. Your team colors might be blue, okay? We'll have a board up here that tells you follow the blue tape for your particular school. And then that blue tape is throughout the entire locker room level. All right, so the location we're at right now is as the teams are walking in, following their color-coded tape, this is an area where we actually then peel them off. And one team will head down this hallway and enter the locker rooms through the backside. The other team will go right through these doors behind us. And the reason we do that is we really don't want the teams having to cross over each other as they're trying to get to their locker room. Yeah. So it keeps separation from them.
I didn't think there was ever any problems with that. A couple teams about to play each other, maybe wanted to have a conversation.
Yeah, right.
About
exactly. The game. Yeah, yeah. And the conversations are always very soft and quiet, right?
Yeah,
yeah. It never happens.
That was my memory of it. Now, you mentioned the teams are splitting up and they're going to their respective locker rooms. How many locker rooms are actually in this stadium?
I'll tell you what, instead of telling you right here, why don't we go inside?
Oh, I love that idea.
So, Ryan, here we are at the first locker room.
Oh, that's exciting.
Take a tour?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I like that VIP stuff. I gotta get on the
You're
list
the
for
VIP
one of those, Kevin.
Today.
Thank you. Now, this is one of the nicest looking locker rooms I've been in, and this is for the high school state championships, but is this the same locker room that, as you said, the NFL and these other huge organizations use when they're playing on the field?
Same exact one.
Wow. Okay.
So 2 years ago, the New York Jets utilized this locker room. And then last year, we had the Chicago Bears utilize this locker room. Again, it goes back to giving the kids that NFL treatment. And what better place than right here inside an NFL locker room?
I noticed this partition up. Is that typically here, or is this unique to the high school experience?
This is actually unique to the high school experience for these state championship games. You're only looking at half of an NFL locker room. So what we're going to do is we're going to step over to the other side, then I'll explain how we utilize these for the games. All right. So again, New York Jets locker room, Chicago Bears locker room. But then for the state championship games, I actually pulled a partition out, split it into two locker rooms. Now, on the other side of here, only about another 100 feet down, we've got the same thing set up.
Okay.
So two locker rooms become four. Some people ask us, why do you need four locker rooms?
Well, I know why. I would imagine because when you have seven state championship games, one's on Thursday, no problem.
Right.
But when you get into Friday and Saturday, there are three games back to back to back. So I would assume that as one team's coming in, the other one needs to start getting ready, and that's why you need four locker rooms.
Right on. So for example, 10:30 game, we would have 10:30 participants on that side and then on the far side.
Mm.
Okay. Now, as they're playing the game and it's getting towards the end, well, you're right. We now have the 3 o'clock game coming in.
It was outstanding to be in this locker room. And you know where you go from the locker room is out to the field. Can you show us how the players make the walk, as I like to call it, from the locker room to get out onto the turf?
Absolutely. And going back to the color-coded tape, we put down green tape to signify the field so the players will know exactly where to go. So we're going to head this way just like players will.
Awesome. And this is going to be great.
This is what the kids are going to experience.
Oh, wow. I can feel the energy running through the team. There's the cheering, the fans back there, the community, the student section.
Everybody that participates in the Hall of Fame game, this is where they play.
You know, I realize the dimensions of the field are the same as the high school fields. It just feels a little bit different with these enormous video boards, the truss. I mean, this is what a feeling for kids, high school kids, playing on this field for the first time. What a feeling they must be having.
The noise level in here is incredible. So we encourage everybody to bring their fans with them, and it's going to be an amazing experience here, no doubt about it.
Oh, I'm familiar with this room. I've been in here before, Kevin.
Very familiar.
Yeah. And why don't you explain why this is another situation where the NFL experience matches the high school experience?
Absolutely. This room here, this is going to be the press conference area, okay, for all the coaches. But for the NFL, we also use it as a press conference area. But then something unique we also do for the NFL game is the 100-minute meeting. And that's where we meet with all local safety forces, team officials, and we just review our safety procedures for the game.
You know, Kevin, one of the reasons I say I like a stadium or not is how many steps do I have to get up to the press box?
Sure.
And yours ranks at the top because you've got an elevator.
Elevators go right up, takes coaches, media. We're going to head right up to level six.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, sixth floor, Kevin. Wow, this is looks like part museum and part restaurant.
This is the club level. And again, giving off that football vibe. You saw the Hall of Fame helmet when you came in, along with some old jerseys. But this area up here is available.
Now, we see the entire Hall of Fame village that's sprouting up around us. But a lot of people don't know that this area inside the Hall of Fame stadium exists. Is this also available for private events if someone wanted to rent it out?
Yeah, this is through Hall of Fame Village. Anything that they need. They've done weddings up here, receptions, and conferences. So it is available for rental.
Great. Well, why don't we go up one more floor where I'm a little bit more comfortable, and that's the actual press box.
Let's go ahead and do it.
Suite 11, this is a Spectrum Sports Suite. I'm starting to feel at home because this is my home for 3 days every December for the state championships.
Yeah, let's go take a look at your home.
Yeah, I'd love to. I've had visitors stop up here, Kevin, and they are blown away at the size of this broadcast booth. And I tell them it's unparalleled to any broadcast booth I've ever been in.
NBC with Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth. They're always amazed at how much working space they have up here instead of just being squeezed into some small spot. But it really is incredible. And right here, that's pretty much where Chris Collinsworth sits at.
Wow. Well, ironically, this is also my seat for the high school games. And maybe since you're the guy around town and you know everything, can you help us out with the rumors that Collinsworth and me, the product is almost identical?
You know, Chris comes here and he talks about you nonstop, where Tirico finally has to shut him down and say, Chris, we have a game to broadcast over here.
All right, we've just gone next door, Kevin. This is Suite 12. Looks similar, but a little smaller. What is this space utilized for?
This is utilized by the high school coaches for their coaches' booth. One thing that makes this a little bit unique is it's the same coaches' suite that's used for the NFL games. We have a monitor that's available, so the coaches are able to watch the game in real time, which will also include the replays.
Another group of people that like to be indoors and comfortable are the media when they cover the games.
Mm-hmm.
Can
Absolutely.
You show us where the dedicated area for the media is up here?
Absolutely. Let's take a walk out. All right, last stop on the tour. Suite 18. This is our working media space.
How many media personnel can you get in here to cover the football game?
Well, seated right now, a little over 100 for the NFL game. We actually build risers up here, and we put close to 250 people.
I just want to thank you, Kevin. This has been an honor, and I appreciate you showing me around.
It's an honor for us for you to come here and spend a little bit of time with us and kind of behind-the-scenes tour.
Good. Well, I look forward to seeing you here next week. You'll be here.
See you soon.
Look at me sometimes like all you want.
A big thank you to Kevin Shiplett and to Ryan Cavanaugh for that tour of Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll hear from broadcasters around Ohio. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org. Ohio Health Sports Medicine is proud to keep student-athletes healthy and in the game, and is the official sports medicine partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Serving Ohio since 1891, Ohio Health medical experts are now available in 47 counties and help keep athletes ready to compete and active adults on the road to healthy living. Log on to ohiohealth.com or call 614-566-GAME anytime. Ohio Health, elite care for every athlete.
For the players on the court, cheerleaders on the sideline, and fans in the stands, Varsity Brands is a national leader in team athletic gear, school spirit, and championship memorabilia. Recognized and endorsed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Varsity Brands partners with schools, coaches, and students to build school pride and student engagement. Visit varsitybrands.com for more information. Varsity Brands, elevating student experiences.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Now it's time to break down the football state semifinals across Ohio. Let's start, first of all, with Chris Solecki from the OHSAA Radio Network.
Thanks very much, Marty. We begin with London, 14-0 in the regular season, 5-0 in the Central Buckeye Conference. They're the Division III Region 12 winners. 13 times they've been to the playoffs, 8 times in a row. This season, they scored 635 points in 14 contests. That averages to be 45.35 points per game. At the same time, they allowed only 67 points per contest. That's a minuscule 4.78 points allowed per contest. They play Region 11 winner Columbus Bishop Waterson, also 14-0 on Friday night. Sandusky Perkins is the Division IV Region 14 winner. They're 13-1 overall, 4-0 in the Sandusky Bay Lake Conference. 15 times to the playoffs, 5 times in a row. 4 of their first 5 games this season were shutouts. During those 4 games, the point differential was 182-0. Their only loss this season by 1 point to Edison on the road in Week 7. They will play the Tar Blooders of Cleveland Glenville, who are back-to-back state champs. Liberty Center is 14-0 overall, 7-0 in the Northwest Ohio Conference. They're the Division 5 Region 18 winner. 23 times to the playoffs, 6 times in a row, 7 of the last 8. They've allowed only 69 points all season, which comes out to 4.92 points allowed per game. They'll play Region 17 winner Canfield South Range, who are also 14-0. And West Liberty Salem, 13-1, 7-1 in the Ohio Heritage Conference. They are the Division 5 Region 20 winners. They've never, ever made it this far in the tournament, but they will face the Ironton Tigers, who have been to the playoffs 39 times, the state semis 14 times. They've been runners-up 9 times, most recently 2022, and state champs twice. Get out and see a game this weekend before it's too late. For the OHSAA Radio Network, I'm Chris Solecki.
Now looking at the west central part of the state, here's Jennifer Beck from Lima's WOSN-TV.
Hello, everyone. There is still a lot of action up here in Northwest Ohio as the remaining football teams prepare for the state semifinal matches this Friday. We'll start with Division III in our region. The top seed in Region 10, Toledo Central Catholic, got a 45-7 win over Padua Friday. They'll travel to Elyria to take on Ursuline. Both teams come into the state semifinal game with only one loss on the season. In Division 5, it will be a battle of two unbeatens. Liberty Center bested Edison 34-6 Friday night. They're now preparing to battle South Range in Parma. Moving next to Division 6. Small town football really shines in our region, and the D6 state semifinal is no exception. Coldwater, whose only loss this year is to Marion Local, will battle Bluffton, whose only loss is to Columbus Grove. And finally, Division 7, which lands us on Marion Local versus Columbus Grove. Marion Local extended their state record win streak to 62 on Friday after beating fellow MAC school Minster 21-7. Columbus Grove got past Delphi St. John's 14-0. The Bulldogs are regional champs for the fourth time in five seasons. The Flyers have qualified for state for four straight seasons and the 13th time in the past 14 years. That's a look at football in our region. For the West Ohio Sports Network and the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show, I'm Jennifer Beck.
Aaron Cassidy checks in with the Southeast Ohio Report from Marietta's WMOA Radio.
Thanks, Marty. We'll stay in Southeast Ohio here. Just one team remains. We'll go with the Ironton Tigers as they look to continue their impressive run. They win 55-0 over Wheelersburg Friday night to make it to the state semifinals. Sean Terry continued to impress at wide receiver for the Ironton Tigers. He had four catches for 129 yards on the night. Three of those catches he took to the end zone, 28, 53, and 41 yards respectively. This is an Ironton team that continues to blow through the playoffs, 68-14 in the first round against Worthington Christian. Then they beat Portsmouth 44-0 in round two. They took care of Harvest Prep 41-13. And then again last week, 55-0 over Wheelersburg. They will now turn their attention to a state semifinal appearance, final four appearance here in Chillicothe. They will take on West Liberty Salem. That game will be 7 o'clock kickoff. Reporting for the OHSAA Radio Network and WMOA out of Marietta, I'm Aaron Cassidy.
In the Youngstown area, let's get an update with Jim Craven from Warren Western Reserve Radio.
The Mahoning Valley would start with three teams remaining in the OHSAA Regional Finals on November 22nd. We start in Division 3, Region 9, as the one-loss Ursuline Irish would travel to Ravenna to take on the Gilmore Academy Lancers. Ursuline quarterback D.C. Farrell led the Irish to a touchdown on the opening drive of the game, and they would never look back as the Irish would go on to win in dominating fashion 54-0. Ursuline at 13-1 and looking to get back to the state title game after a last appearance in 2021 will move on to play the defending state champions, Toledo Central Catholic, next Friday at Elyria Charities Field at Eli Stadium. Local fans will be treated to an instant classic at Boardman Spartan Stadium in Division 5, Region 17, as the Poland Bulldogs and the South Range Raiders would get reacquainted in a rematch of their September 27th regular season game, in which South Range would win 38-30. Poland would take a quick lead on a 65-yard touchdown run by Bulldog quarterback Vito Camara and would have the 16-10 lead in the fourth quarter. But with just over 2 minutes to play and no timeouts available to the Raiders, South Range quarterback Tristan Toy would engineer a late drive and would find freshman Tommy Titus in the end zone on a 13-yard strike for the tying score with just 16 seconds left. South Range would convert on the extra point to remain undefeated, getting the 17-16 win. The Raiders advance to take on Liberty Center at Byers Field in Parma next Friday night, and the Raiders are looking to return to the state title game that they previously won in 2022, defeating Ironton 53-27. For the OHSAA Radio Network, Sports Radio 1240 WBBW, and Western Reserve Radio, a part of the iMedia One Network, in Youngstown, I'm Jim Craven.
Let's head to the southwest part of the state and hear from Joe Daneman and Jeremy Rao from Cincinnati's WXIX-TV.
Yeah, the big story here is if Cincinnati can end its state championship drought. It's 3 years since a local team won state. You might laugh at the word drought, I get it, but that's 3 years too many for a city as good as the football here in Cincinnati.
Oh, and three area teams are still in it. And let's start with Moeller, led by quarterback, star, Matt Poniatowski. And his 50 touchdown passes, this is Moeller's fourth straight appearance in the state semifinals. This feels like their best chance to win state. They're undefeated. This is important against teams from Ohio.
Anderson is a strong contender in Division II. This team is a blast. With nearly 700 points scored, the undefeated Raptors are averaging nearly 50 points a game. Like Moeller's quarterback, Anderson quarterback Justice Burnham deserves consideration for Mr. Football, if you ask me. With 53 total touchdowns, he's trying to take Anderson to its first state title in 17 years.
All that and the best story in Cincinnati is Taft, the first Cincinnati public school to win a regional title since the early 90s. The Senators are led by sophomore quarterback Monsana Tolbert and Ohio Division IV Defensive Player of the Year Drayden Pavey, who's going to play defensive tackle for Luke Fickle at Wisconsin.
About that drought, Yeah, no Cincinnati area school played in a state championship game last season. Three teams trying to end that drought this coming weekend. Back to you.
Let's move to Central Ohio now and hear from Ryan Baker from Columbus's 97.1 The Fan.
Thank you, Marty. Four teams from the Columbus area won regional championships last Friday night. Two of them will square off against each other this week with a trip to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium on the line. Let's start with that matchup in Division III as 14-0 Waterston takes on 14-0 London at Taze Valley. The Eagles won Region 11 by beating Steubenville 37-7. Running back Zach Weber led the way by rushing for 192 yards and three scores. The Waterston defense, it's been good all year, but they've given up just 14 points in the playoffs. The Red Raiders won Region 12, beating Bellbrook 13-0. It's their first regional title in 30 years. Waterston played for a state title last year, while London is looking to make it to their first in school history. In Division 1, Region 3, Olentangy Liberty beat Pickerington North 21-9 to win their first regional title since they won three straight in 2016, 17, and 18. Do everything senior Jake Struck scored all three touchdowns for the Patriots. They take on three-time defending state champs Lakewood St. Ed's at Mansfield's Arlen Field this week. Big Walnut won Division 2, Region 7 by knocking off the defending state champs, the Massillon Tigers, 14-7. Sophomore running back Nolan Burley continued his great playoff run. He rushes for 101 yards and returns the opening kickoff of the second half, 96 yards for a score. Massillon knocked the Golden Eagles out of the postseason in 21 and 22. Big Walnut travels to Dayton's Welcome Stadium to face 14-0 Cincinnati Anderson this Friday. For high school football overtime on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, I'm Ryan Baker.
That will do it for a look at this week's state semifinal games. Let's step aside for these messages from the OHSAA. And when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
Practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for the OHSAA Football State Championships, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Come to Canton and be part of the pinnacle of the high school football season. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets, including special youth football team ticket packages. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the OHSAA and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. That includes a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club during and after every game. New this year, there is also a youth football team ticket package for a game on Friday or Saturday in Canton. Spectrum News One is the official television partner of the OHSAA and will cover all 14 state semifinal games. Check OHSAA.org for details. In our next playoff preview show, we will preview the state championship games with the broadcasters who will call those games for both Spectrum and the OHSAA radio network. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Production and technical assistance provided by Adam Dell and Yamo Media. Thanks for being with us for this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.